Yeah, and Bryony Rest listening to all this, immigration lawyer from David Gray Solicitors. Bryony, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, we've spoken about this sort of thing before, actually. And if you go back to Venezuela, Lloyd Russell Moyle was saying the very least time that to get your application through to come back to the country is 3 months. And I suspect you it might be longer than that.
Yes, the standard time for a partner visa to be considered from outside the UK is 3 months, but it can take longer depending on the situation in that country, like how many applicants are also applying at the same time, or whether your case has got particularly complicating factors. For example, having previously made an application in the UK may delay it further because they may want to do checks about that application in the UK.
Can you explain why the law is couched like that? Why someone has to go back to their home country to apply for a spousal visa if they're living here? I'm not a politician or anything, but you'd have thought it'd be more straightforward to try and do that application while they were still living in the UK.
Yes, that has been the law for many years, actually. The government, successive governments, have always required people to go back and apply for a visa to come back into the UK in the right capacity. It doesn't just affect partner visas, it affects lots of different categories. So, for example, if someone comes to the UK to visit and finds a job that they want, they have to leave, apply for the visa and come back in with a work visa. So it applies to lots of immigration categories.
Right. Is there a good reason why that is the case?
I don't know. I think it's probably political.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, there you are. Those are the rules. And in this particular case, when someone gets detained, I mean, I don't know, is there a sort of if you're detained, you probably will be deported? I mean, obviously his partner's very upset at the moment. Because he's been detained, is it likely to have to leave?
Well, the Home Office will have detained him under their very wide powers to do so, probably because he's exhausted his appeals and they now want to effect removal. However, detention must only be used as a last resort. And my concern would be if he was detained last week and he hasn't been removed, they can't really justify his detention by saying it's imminent. So I think he probably should be applying for bail.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. That's interesting. Bryony Rest there from David Gray Solicitors.